And we're holding on Kuf Aleph on with Bey's last line. We were discussing the issue of Shinui Makom, when a person is in the middle of eating and then goes to a different place. And we're talking about whether they go there and then afterwards return to their original place. We're talking about whether they go there and continue eating. So we said there are cases where you have to make a new bracha and cases where you don't. First of all, we said the difference is if you're going bias la bias from one house or one building to another versus if you're just going from makam to from makam la makam, from one place to another, or pina, which would mean, for example, the first floor to the second floor, or according to a different gear server, showing him pina la pina, from one corner to another within the same house, within the same room. Then we had Rav Chista, then we had a machloekas Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. Do we say that this applies across the board to all foods, or do we say that only applies to foods where ein tunin bracha lachrei and mimkayman, foods that you don't have to make an after bracha, an important after bracha in the place where you ate them? So we said Rav Chista makes that distinction, Rav Sheshes does not. And we said there's a three-way machloikas rishonim, what are dvorim atunin bracha lachrei and mimkayman, or what are things that are not torn in bracha lachrei and mimkayman. Everybody agrees that that includes things that you say bore nefashos on, but the Rashba holds that it's only that, that's only bread. Would you say that you don't make a new bracha, but everything else you would have to. Rashi and the Rashbam and the Rambam say that also fruit from Shivas Aminim and wine, those things are not considered so important. It's true that you make bracha main sholosh after them, but they're not so important. They're not a kviya suda, and therefore when you get up to go someplace else, it means in effect that you finished your first meal and now you're planning to start a new meal someplace else in the other place where you went to, therefore you need to make a new bracha. And Tosfos discusses over here that it's possible that it may mean that mizonus may also be included in things that turn in bracha lachar and mimkayman, where you wouldn't have to make a new bracha, but everything else below mizonus, including wine and fruit, you would have to. So three opinions. Is it only things that are bor nefashos? Is it also wine and fruit? Or is it also mizonos and the only thing that you wouldn't have to is bread? Anyway, so that's a machlok that's shown him within our Gemara. So again, we had Rav Chista's opinion that makes that distinction between different kinds of foods, and then we have Rav Sheshes, who doesn't hold of such a distinction. So we brought a braisa that seems to contradict Rav Chista. The braisa describes you have a bunch of people that are sitting together and eating or drinking, and they left to see a chosin or a kala. So we said only if they left. So the word okru raglehen suggests that we're talking about something where they need a bracha, where they need a bracha achroina. Because otherwise, okru raglehen implies like they only left because it's a hurry to see the chosin and kala. Otherwise, they shouldn't have left. Otherwise, they should have made a bracha achrona where they were. And we're saying only if they leave behind one member of their party, only then do they not have to make a new bracha. Whereas Rav Chista hadn't made that distinction between whether there's a member of their party or not. His distinction, rather, was whether it's torn in bracha lachrei and mimkayman or not. According to Rav Chista, if you have, it's dvorim atun in bracha lachrein b'mekayman, and you don't have to make a new bracha where you are. For example, according to everybody, that includes bread. But from this braisa, it seems that only if you left behind a zakan aichola do you not have to make a new bracha. But otherwise, with all foods, it sounds like you do have to. So this is where we're holding, the last line of Kuf Aleph on the base. Rav Nachman Beitzchok. So the answer is Rav Nachman Beitzchok says, Man Tana Akiris, who is the Tana of that Braisa that mentioned that the case where Okru Raglehen, where they got up to go see the Chosin and the Kala, and we're talking about whether they have to make a new bracha or not, that would be Rav Yehuda. That's specifically according to Rav Yehuda. Meanwhile, the Chachamim disagree with him. The Tani, as we learn in a Braisa, Chaverim Shahoyim Mesubim, if Chaverim were sitting together, where we're reclining together and eating, we're drinking, Rashi and Tosfos both take out both mention that they had a girsa in front of them, lishtos yayin, to drink wine, and they both say it has to go out because according to their shitta, wine is one of those things that you have to wine would actually be one of those things that you have to that you do have to make a new bracha for the fact of shinui makom. So they. Before they take out the word wine over here, because we're saying over here that not necessarily in this braisa are we going to say they don't necessarily need to make a new bracha. Anyway, so these chaverim were sitting together. Further down on the Amud, the Rashbam explains that we're talking specifically chaverim, which means some of the chachamim, because we're going to mention that they went to shul or the Beis Medrash. So therefore, b'pashtus, that would be some of the chachamim who left for that purpose. Anyway, chaverim shohim asubin, v'okru ragleihem leilach leveis haknesses or leveis medrash. They got up, they left in the middle, without making a bracha achrona, to go to shul or to the Beis Medrash. So when they leave, they don't have to make a bracha for what they ate so far. They don't have to make a bracha achrona or bench, as the case may be. When they return, they don't have to make a new first bracha. So that part is according to Rav Chista, because Rav Chista had said that it depends whether the tunin bracha lachrein mempoiman, and the fact again that we use the word v'okru raglehem, that they got up like in a hurry, means they had to go in a hurry to shul or to the Beis Medrash. So therefore, so in other words, if they hadn't been in a hurry, they would have made an after bracha, because this is one of those kinds, if we're talking about the kind of food where you do need to make an after bracha where you were sitting, which again, you have the three-way machlokas rishonim in what kind of food we're referring to, but in any case, they were in a hurry, so they left for the shul or the Beis Medrash. So therefore, the Chachamim is like Rav Chista says, Amar Rav Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda says, Bamed Varam Amurim, Vizman Sheinikusham, Miktas Chaverim. Rav Yehuda says, only if they left there some of their Chaverim. Like we said before, an old person, a sick person, Ava Lohi Nikusham Miktas Chaverim, but if they didn't leave behind any member of their group, then, Kshen Yotzin Tonin Brachal Mafreya, or Kshen Chosin Tonin Brachal Hatchila. So then, when they leave, they need a bracha l'mafreya, which we discussed yesterday in Machlokes Rishonim. Does that mean they must bench, or does it mean it's a good idea for them to bench because they may be delayed, and then they may miss the bracha achrona altogether? When they return, then they need a new first bracha, and that part, all the Rishonim agree that that's what it means. Even if we say they don't need to make an after bracha over what they ate before, definitely in this case where Shinri Makam requires a bracha, then it means that it requires a new first bracha. So we see, therefore, in the Braisa that it's only Rabbi Yehuda who mentions that point about somebody being left behind. The Chachamim don't mention that point, so that doesn't contradict Rav Chista. Tosfos, by the way, mentions as a side thing over here, we were talking about a day or two ago when we were talking about the issue of interrupting your meal for benching versus poda and potas mapo makadish and interrupting your meal for kiddush and lechem mishnah. So Eli, I think you brought up a point. I think, what about if you have to go to davening? Would that be considered a hefsik in your meal, such that you would have to bench it, such that you would have to make a new bracha? And Tosfos mentions over here, you see over here, that actually, no, you don't, because we see over here that we're talking about they went to shul, and we're still saying that only when it's required, only when you have a requirement because of because of shinri makom, or because of or depending whether it's depending what kind of food we're talking about, depending whether you left somebody behind, only then do you need to make a new bracha. But not, for example, if you're davening in the middle of your meal. That in and of itself is not considered a hefsek to the extent that you should have to make a new bracha afterwards. Anyway, so the point is, we thought that the Braisa contradicts Rav Chista, the first Braisa that we brought on Kof Aleph Amud Beis. We thought that contradicts Rav Chista because it mentioned only that they only don't need to make a new bracha only if they left behind a zakan or chayla. So now we see the answer is, Rav Nachman Yitzchak's answer is, that that's only according to Rav Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree, and they don't mention the point about leaving anybody behind. They just mention the point about Okru Raglehem, which implies that they got up and left, even though it was something that Tonin Brachalach, well, because it was food that Tonin Brachalach ran Bimkoimon, because it was one of these kinds of foods where they're required to return to where they were and bench or make a Brachachrena, therefore we say it's not considered a hefsek and they don't need a new brach. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ela Taima Dibidvorim Atunin Brachalach Rein Mimkoimon. Now let's see then. What is the Braisa telling us? Only because, by implication, it was Dvorim Atunin Brachalach Rein Mimkoimon. Again, bread according to everybody, Mizonis maybe according to Tosfos, wine and fruit. Wine and fruit according to wine and fruit also according to the Rashi and the Rashbam. Anyway, only those kinds of things, only because it was those kinds of food. They were saying, Dechshein Yotzin ain't tonin brachal mafreya, Ochshein Chosmin ain't tonin brachal hafchila. Only because it was that kind of important food are we saying that they don't need a bracha when they leave and a bracha achrona for what they ate before and a new bracha when they come back. Aval, Dvorim she'en tonin bracha lachrein mempaimon, but the implication seems to be that if it was not that kind of food, if it was, let's say, food that you have to say, that if it was just food, if it was food that you say burn a foshas over, or maybe one of these, maybe some of these things that you say bracha main shalosh on, but anything short of bread, so then it seems that the braisa is saying, afilu l'rabbanan, and then it seems even according to the chachamim, chen yotzen tonin bracha l'mafreya, then we would say that when they leave, they need to make a bracha, an after bracha of what they ate before, and then when they return, they need a new bracha. So let's say they were sitting together and drinking wine or soda or beer or what have you, which are things that require bona flushes, where everybody agrees that those are not dvorim tonin bracha l'achrein b'mkoyman. It sounds like, given that the Chachamim used the expression v'okru raglei, and they got up in a hurry and left, so we're saying that implies that we're talking things where the after bracha has to be said where you were. Well, in that case, given that the braisa is itself making that distinction, lema tevet yufta de Rabbi Yochanan, would that be a contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan, who said before that shinui makom you never need to make a bracha? On daf kofalef, we had Rav and Shmuel talking about the case where you make kiddush in shul. And Rav saying that you were yotze the bracha on wine, but that you were yotze kiddush, but not the bracha on wine. Shmuel, because the shinri makom makes a difference. Shmuel saying you're not yotze either one because you need kiddush makom soda. And Rabbi Yochanan saying you yotze both because according to him, shinri makom doesn't require a bracha, and according to him, you don't need kiddush makom soda. So should we say that our braisa is an upshlog to Rabbi Yochanan? Because Rabbi Yochanan had said that no kind of food do you need a new bracha for shinri makom, and our braisa, the last braisa that we quoted, seems to be saying that you do. So the Gemara says, okay, so, and if it is a contradiction, big deal. Didn't we already contradict Rabbi Yochanan one time? On Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, we had a braisa that said Shinui Mokum Tzorich Levarich, and we said that schlugs up Rabbi Yochanan. So why do we care if our braisa also schlugs up Rabbi Yochanan? The answer is okay. Fine, but can we say that our braisa also over here is another refutation of Rabbi Yochanan? Now, why is that important? The Rashbam says, let's say, for example, when it came to the earlier braisa on Kuf Aleph, let's say we find, after all, that braisa is mistaken, or let's say we find some way to fa'enfer it according to, Rabbi Yochanan. Nevertheless, we're still going to say that. Nevertheless, even if we find some way to end for that other braisa, we would still have our braisa as a refutation of Rabbi Yochanan. So should we say that that's the case? Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, the answer is not necessarily. Our braisa is not necessarily a contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan, because Amalach Rabbi Yochanan can answer you. Hu adin da'afilu dvarim she'ein tonin bracha v'achrein b'mkoyman nami ein tzrichim levarich. As a matter of fact, no. The braisa is not necessarily saying that this rule of not needing a new bracha is only restricted to dvarim atonin bracha v'achrein. Maybe even things that ein tonin bracha v'achrein b'mkoyman. Maybe even, for example, things things that require bona fides, or mizonis, or fruit, or shivas aminim, etc., maybe also ein srichim levarich. The braisa would be implying you don't have to make a new bracha for them either, because the braisa uses the expression okru raglayim, which we said implies that they left in a hurry without making a bracha achrona in their place. That was what we used that diuk to say, that we're talking about only certain kinds of foods. Rabbi Yochanan would say not necessarily. The reason why the braisa would use that expression, which implies that they left in a hurry without making an after bracha there, where they were, like they were supposed to, would be, that would be to tell you how far Rabbi Yehuda goes. Rabbi Yehuda, who's being machmir and says that, only if they left somebody behind, only then are they potter from new brachas. So dafilu dvarim shetunin bracha lachrein mimkayman, even things that require an after bracha where you were, for example, bread. And we're saying that therefore, now we said before, the idea is lakiva kama, we expect that they're going back to their original kriyas because they know they have to eventually come back there and finish and bench. But even then, Rabbi Yehuda would say, "Taima de nichum miktas haverim." Still, in order for them not to have to make a new bracha, that requires that they left behind some of their haverim. Avaloi nichum miktas haverim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even with those kinds of foods, if they didn't leave miktas haverim, then chen yotzin tun and bracha l'mafreya. Then when they leave, they need a bracha for what they ate before. Ukshen chozrin tun and bracha l'hatchila. And when they return, they need a bracha l'hatchila. So in other words, the Braisa is mentioning the case of Okru Raglehem, implying that they left in a hurry without making an after bracha, not because the Chachamim, Rabbi Yechanan would say, not because the Chachamim restrict their rule only to that case. No, in fact, they would say that the fact that they don't have to make a new bracha applies to all kinds of foods. So, like I'm saying, like Rabbi Yechanan would say, like I'm saying, that Shinui Mokum never requires a new bracha. But Rabbi Yehuda would say that you need two factors. Number one, it depends on the kind of food, and number two, it depends whether they left somebody behind. So because of that, the Braisa mentions that Okru Raglehem, which implies that we're talking only about certain kinds of foods. So this Braisa is not a contradiction to Rabbi Yechanan. We still have the Braisa on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, which was a refutation of him, and therefore, which was an upschlug to him, and therefore we said not like him. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavaseh de Rav Chista. Now we do learn a Braisa like Rav Chista. A Braisa says, Chaverim shoyim suben lishtes yayin. If you have Chaverim, we're sitting together drinking wine. Again, the Rashbam takes out the words lishtes yayin, according to the Rashbam, here we are Gerdes yayin. Here we are talking about that they were drinking wine. Before the Rashbam explains, before we had the Chachamim in the Braisa with the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, we said that we thought that Braisa contradicts, we thought that a previous Braisa contradicts Rabbi Chista, and we brought that Braisa to show that it doesn't contradict, because the earlier Braisa was appointed Rabbi Yehuda, fine, but that Braisa is not really a proof for Rabbi Chista either, because it didn't mention specifically what they were eating or what they were drinking. It just used the word Okru Raglehem, and we deduced from that it meant that it's Dvarim Atonim Bracha l'achrein b'mpoima. Or Braisa now, this last Braisa actually says specifically, lishtos yayin, that they're sitting to drink wine, and the Braisa says, v'okru raglein, and then they left, v'chodru, and then they returned, ein srichem l'varech, they don't need to make a bracha. So that would be like Rav Chista, at least like the Rashbam, and like Rashi's, and the Rashbam's understanding of Rav Chista, that wine is one of those things that are considered tu'unin bracha l'achrein b'mkoyman, and therefore that you wouldn't need to make an after bracha and a new before bracha before you continue, because those are considered something of a kriyus. Again, unlike the Rashba, who says that concept applies only to bread, and unlike Tosfos, who says that it applies to bread and mezonos. With that said, though, there are Rishonim, the Baal Amor, and the Baal Amor has a girsa over here that the Braisa is actually not Kavaseh de Rav Chista, but Kavaseh de Rav Yochanan. So in other words, even though we slugged up Rabbi Yochanan before, nevertheless, we have a braisa according to him. Now, that wouldn't mean the halacha is like him, because the fact is we did slug him up before, but it would mean another. It would mean that this last braisa that was quoted is not necessarily like Rav Chisda. And in fact, they say that the halacha is not necessarily like Rav Chisda. After all, the halacha, a number of the Rishonim say that the halacha is actually like Rav Sheshes, that in all cases, regardless of the kind of food, you do need to make a new bracha when you come back to your original place. Even regardless whether it's Dvar Maton and Bracha Lacharein Memkoyman or not. So the halachas about this are brought in Shulchan Aruch and also in the Alter Rebbe's Seder Birkas Hananin, and they are a little bit complicated because of the different opinions of Rishonim over here, how to understand what kinds of foods we're talking about and who the halacha is like between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. So what you have is, l'chatchila, you shouldn't be moving from one place to another at all in order not to get yourself into a suffix. But if you did, so if the new place where you're going to is some place where you can see the old place where you were, then you don't have to make a new bracha. If in the new place you can't see the old place, then depending what kind of food it is, you would have to make a new bracha. And then, so you have, with bread, you definitely wouldn't need to. With things that require bone nefashis, you definitely would need to. And with the ones in between, you have a machloikas and suffik brachas lakola. And then you have, if when you made Hamoitzi, to begin with, you had in mind that you're going to be going someplace else and finishing it, then that's fine. And that's in Shulchan Aruch mentions that the travelers do that. They'll wash and start eating Hamoitzi in one place, and then they'll walk and then continue on someplace else and continue eating there. So that's a summary in brief of the halachas about this. The details you have to look there in Shulchan Aruch. Getting back now to the case where you were eating a meal and then you're interrupting for Kiddush. So we talked about before, we had, at the beginning of the Perek, we had Rabbi Yehuda saying that you can't, that when it comes time for Kiddush, you have to stop your meal, you have to bench, even take away the table as they did in those days, and then you make Kiddush and bring back the table and start your Shabbos or your Yom Tov meal. We had Rabbi Yehuda saying that on Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to start a meal past a certain time. We said Rabbi Yossi disagreed and said you could start a meal later in the day. Then we said we had another machlokes, and then we said Rabbi Yossi agrees on Erev Pesach that you can't start a meal too late. Then we said that there's also a machlokes as far as continuing your meal after Shabbos or Yom Tov began, where Rabbi Yehuda requires you to stop your meal and make Kiddush. And Rabbi Yossi says you don't need to. You can continue your meal and then make Kiddush at the end. And we said, or we mentioned also the concept of potus mapo makadish, that what you can do is you pause your meal, you spread out a cloth over the chalas in order to make it as if they're being brought now to the table, and then you make Kiddush and Hamotzi. So now more on that topic. Tanan Rabbanan, Bnei Chavura Shoy Masubin, members of a group who were reclining together and eating and drinking, the Kodesh Aleim Ayim, and Shabbos or Yom Tov began. So they'd started a meal earlier in the day. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would have had to have started it before the end of the ninth hour, because according to him, you're not allowed to start after that. According to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't matter. Every day except Erev Pesach, it could be that you start even later. Whatever it is, Shabbos came and they're still eating. So Mavian Lo Kos Shoyayin, what they do is now the thing is you need Kiddush, you also need Birkas Hamazon, you also need to bench for what you ate before, and Birkas Hamazon, you have opinions in Halacha that Birkas Hamazon Tuuna Kos, that always when you're benching, you have to do it over a cup of wine. Lamaisa, even though it says in Sefer HaMenhagim that we're in Hayom Yom that we're supposed to bench for the Kos, even that we're supposed to bench for the Kos always, or at least when we have three people, Maisa people don't aren't always knowing that way, and many people only do a kois, well, obviously on Pesach night, because one of the Dalit koises, but other than that, I know people, I do this way myself, for example, that only use a kois, only if they have a minion. Whatever the case, anyway, so you have, you need a kois for Birkas Hamazon, you also need a kois for Kiddush. So, Mevi'in lo kois cho yayin, ba'omer alef kedushas hayayim, so what you do is, you bring a cup of wine, and he says Kiddush on it in the middle of the meal. And then they bring him a second cup, and he says Birkas Hamazon on it. Now, why are you putting Kiddush first? So the reason is, Rashi and the Rashbam explain that since it's now the time of Kiddush, then Kiddush takes precedence. It is true, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to interrupt your meal, and you have to bench, and then you need to make, then you need to make hamotzi again and start your Shabbos meal or your Yom Tov meal. But Rabbi Yehuda still says, according to the Spraisa, that you should first make Kiddush because the time for Kiddush came first. So therefore, you make Kiddush first, and then only then do you bench over your previous meal and say Hagofen on that cup of wine. Rashi and Rashbam both bring a Loshen Acher that says the other way around, that the first one you do Birkas HaMazon, and the second you say Kiddush HaSayim. Rashi says, and it loy garsinan, but on the side of it here it says it's supposed to be Loshen Acher garsinan, which means a different version. And the Rashbam says, the Rashbam also brings it as Loshen Acher, but he says that from Tesefta and Brachas is mashma like the first Loshen, that the order is according to Behuda, first Kiddush, then Birkas HaMazon. Anyway, continues the Braise. Rabbi Yossi says you can go and continue eating until it gets dark, or there's a different girsa over here, actually, Misha Techshach, that even you're allowed to eat, and the Rashbam also says this, Misha Techshach, you can even continue eating after it gets dark, because we said that according to Rabbi Yossi, we said you don't have to interrupt the meal at all. You can finish the entire meal and then only make Kiddush at the end of it. Okay, the Braisa continues. Gomru, once they finish their meal, then Kois Rishon Mevarach Olav Birkas HaMazon. Then the first cup. Then Rabbi Yossi continues. Then the first cup. You said Birkas HaMazon. That even Rabbi Yossi is telling us that not only did you not have to interrupt your meal in order to make Kiddush, but even now you bench first and then you make Kiddush at the end. Now, the Rashbam says, Rav Yossi would agree that if you put us mafo or makadish, if you do like we said before, that you spread a cloth over the chalas, and then you make kiddush, and then you uncover the chalas, and continue eating, that's definitely better. Rav Yossi would agree that that's better. But you don't have to, according to him, it's fine to continue your meal, finish the entire meal, bench, and only then make Kiddush. So therefore, Kois Rishon Omer Mevorach Chol Birkas HaMazon. So the first cup, he would say Birkas HaMazon for it. Vasheni Omer Olav Kiddush HaSayim. And then the second one, he would say Kiddush on it. Tosfos brings a different girsa the other way around, that first you would make Kiddush, and then the first one you'd make Kiddush, and the second one you would bench. Okay. So now, the question is,
The only thing is, if you're doing benching last, then you have to make another bracha on the wine.
This is true. And actually, I mean, Tosfos asks on that girsa anyway, because Tosfos says, those who have that girsa, they're saying, because once you finish benching, you have to make Avdalah, you have to make Kiddush at that point, you wouldn't be allowed to drink from that cup at that point, but the fact is, we said that we mentioned before, only according to Rabbi Yehuda do we say that you have to interrupt your meal and remove the table before Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yossi, not necessarily would you have to. So, Bapastros, you could drink the cup of wine right there. So, yeah, if you were to do it in the order, according to those Gersais, yeah, it would come out, you'd have to make a separate bracha over the cup of beer, because I'm Muslim, but the advantage of it, according to them, is that then you're able to drink it, whereas according to that way of looking at it, which Tosfos is saying maybe not so, then you wouldn't be able to drink it before Kiddush. Okay. Anyway, the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand why you need separate cups of wine for Kiddush and for benching. Because after all, according to him, you have to stop the previous meal, you have to bench, and you need to make Kiddush. So according to him, those are two separate things, and therefore you need two separate cups of wine for them. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that you're allowed to finish your whole meal and bench, and only then make Kiddush, so v'nei minu l'tav amai, so why do you need two cups? Why don't you say both things, both benching and Kiddush, over the one cup of wine? After all, especially Tosfos points out, after all, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Suda that you just finished, which you just benched over, counts as your Shabbos Suda as well, because you finished it when after Shabbos had begun. So you just had a Shabbos meal, you just benched, now you're having Kiddush, which is also in connection with Shabbos. Why don't we say that you can say both of them over one cup? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ein Oimim Shtei Kedushas Al Kois Achas. You can't, Al Kois Echad. You can't say two Kedushas, two different things of benching and Kiddush over one cup. Now, why not? My timer. Amar Rav Nachris, Kofi Shein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. Because you don't do mitzvahs in bundles. Meaning, if you do a bunch of different mitzvahs on one cup of wine, then it looks like it's like a burdensome thing to you. It's like you're saying, fine, let me just get these mitzvahs over and done with, and then be done with them. You don't want to do that. You want to show that every mitzvah is precious, therefore it needs its own cup of wine. Tosfos mentions in this connection, by the way, this is where we get the concept by a Sheva Brachas, where we have two cups of wine. You have the one cup for that was used for Birkas HaMazon, and another one that they used for Sheva Brachas. So Tosfos mentions a different opinion, Rabbeinu Meshulam, who says that you only need one kois, because after all, here it is really only one thing, only because you're benching, are you saying Sheva Brachas? So nevertheless, you have the Ashkenazic minhag, as we do, is to have two koises. There is an interesting point, by the way, that's brought up in that connection. What happens if you have a Sheva Brachas on one of the Seder nights? Which could happen, a person could get married a few days before Pesach, a Chassan Kala could get married a few days before Pesach, and one of those Sheva Brachas comes out by the Seder. What do you do then in order to have an extra cup and not be adding to the Dalet Koises? So actually, the Yaakov Emden says, in that case, don't do what we usually do and have two koises for Sheva Brachas. Just use the one kois that you use for Birkas HaMazon and use it for Sheva Brachas as well. After all, Me'ikur Adin, you could do that. We're only saying that the minhag not to because of this Einitz and Oitz and Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas. On the other hand, different other Acharonim talk about it and bring up different possibilities. Maybe what you do is you have, like this, you have, everybody has their own kois for Birkas HaMazon. So fine, use one of them. One of them will be the cup for Birkas HaMazon, and you use somebody else's cup, somebody else's third cup, you use for the cup of Sheva Brachas. And that way you're not adding to any of the cups.
Okay. The cup is being used for wine, for Pesach. How could you use the same cup, the same thing for Sheva Brachas?
Well, so no, what it is, it like this, when we have Dalet Koises, I mean, we said at the beginning of the parak, there's the symbolism of the Dalet Koises, that they represent the Dalet Lashonis Shogu'ula, but the fact is that really each of them has a function in the Seder, independent of that thing, of how many there are. And in fact, we're going to have, near the end of the parak, you have a day that you have five Koises, which is why we have a Kois Shololio. So what it is one of those koises is the kois of Birkas HaMazon. So that is its purpose in the Seder, is to be the kois of Birkas HaMazon. And again, even if throughout the year, you're not necessarily noyig to bench over a cup, but Pesach night you have to because it's one of the Dalet koises. So that's a point to what Tosfos is saying over here. So one possibility is you can say that benching and Sheva Brachas are considered one Kedusha, because you wouldn't have Sheva Brachas if you weren't benching. But the other way of looking at it is you still consider them two kedushas, and therefore throughout the year you do use separate koises for them. But, so again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's way of looking at it is, on Pesach night, since you can't add to the Dalet koises, so b'les breda, you use one cup to do double duty for both. But then you have, as I said, other achronim that talk about and say, not necessarily, you could actually use separate cups. You use, whoever's leading the Seder, his cup is the one for Birkas HaMazon, and then somebody else doesn't use theirs for Birkas HaMazon, somebody else uses theirs for Sheva Brachas, and then they drink it after that. They're still drinking a third cup at that point.
Yeah, but according to this day, the person who's leading the benching, he is not having a cup for ounce, a cup for of Pesach. He's having it for Birkas HaMazon.
So he's always having it for Birkas HaMazon. That's the thing. The third cup is the cup for Birkas HaMazon. So now the other person is having it. One person is having his cup as the third cup for Pesach, which is also the reason why it's there in the Seder in the first place, is to be the cup of Birkas HaMazon. And the other one is drinking his third cup, and it's serving as the third cup of Pesach. But for him, it's also the cup of Sheva Brachas. Because to begin with, we have it for Pesach only because it's one of the ones that we need for the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon, or in this case, for the mitzvah of Sheva Brachas.
Okay.
So the Gemara asks, Aloy, so you're telling me that not? You're telling me you can never say two kedushas over one cup of wine? V'hatanya, we learn in a b'raisa. Hanichnas the Beisay b'Metzoy Shabbos. When a person comes home on Motzei Shabbos, Mivorach ala Yayin v'ala Mor v'ala Psamim, he first makes a bracha on the cup of wine, then on the candle, then on the spices. Later on, we're going to learn tomorrow that this is according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, which is of course what we do. Instead, you make the bracha on the candle, on the spices first, then on the candle. Anyway, then he says the bracha Abdallah, the bracha of Hamavdil, on that same cup of wine. The point is, the Rashbam explains, the first three brachas, Hagofen, the Besamim, and Borim Ha'ura'esh, are all short brachas. Therefore, those go first. Havdalah is a long bracha, therefore you say it last. And when you get down to it, by the way, I mean, the vort is, the candle and the Besamim, and we do them on Matzah Shabbos, because there's the idea of the candle, because Adam Rishon discovered fire on Matzah Shabbos, the Besamim, because we feel bad, because the Neshama Yisrael left us. Technically, the Ner and the Besamim are not really directly connected with Havdalah. Technically, you could say them at any time on Matzah Shabbos. But as long as you have the cup of wine over there, and you're making Havdalah, then you include those as well. That's not considered Shtei Kedushas. That's not considered Shtei Kedushas because the Besamim and the Besamim and the Ner don't in and of themselves require a Kos. So let's just, so far you only have one Kedusha. Yeah, you're saying Abdullah over it. But the Braisa continues, Be'im Ein Loi Ela Kos Echad. Now what happens if a person only has one cup of wine and he needs wine also for after his benching, because again we're saying according to the opinion that Birkas Hamazon Teuna Kos. So then, manicham la'achra mazin, and then what he does is he leaves Abdullah for after his meal, or meshalshalam kulam la'achrav, and then he like chains them up, meshalshalam, meloshan shalshalas, he chains them together, one after the other. So in other words, what he does is he benches and says Bura Priya Gofen on the wine after it. Then he uses that same cup and continues with it and makes Abdullah and says the brachas of Abdullah in order. Tosfos points out, I mean, how is he eating before Havdalah anyway? You're not allowed to do that. So he says that we're talking about, let's say he was, again, he started eating Shalosh Hodesh, and then it got late. So we're saying, now later on, we're going to explain that according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to say that you have to interrupt your meal for Havdalah. But we're saying that okay, when you interrupt your meal and you bench, then at that point you make Abdullah as well. On the other hand, Tosfos says that no, the Loshan Hanichnas LeBeisoy implies that he's coming home now from Ma'ariv, not that he was sitting and eating Shalosh Hodesh. So Tosfos says, okay, you know, the fact is when he has only one kois and there is this inyan that Birkas Hamazon Teuna Kos, then we'll make an exception and allow him to eat his meal before Abdullah, because otherwise if he waits till after Abdullah, he's not going to have another cup to be able to do Birkas Hamazon, and we're saying that Birkas Hamazon Teuna Kos. Again, given that we hold nowadays that Birkas Hamazon ain't Teuna Kos, then we don't have that heter, then just go ahead and make Abdullah now, and then afterwards you'll eat Malav HaMalka, and you won't have a cup of wine for benching. Big deal, because Birkas Hamazon ain't a Teuna Kos, and therefore you don't have that heter. So we're going over here, Tosfos says, according to the opinion that Birkas Hamazon Teuna Kos. Anyway, the point is that we see in this braisa that you have a case where you're doing two kedushas on one cup. You're using it for Birkas Hamazon and you're using it for Abdullah. So the Gemara says, okay, Ein Loi Shayin, fine. It's different when he has no other wine. If he has no other wine, so therefore we'll allow him to make two kedushas on one cup. But if he has enough wine for two cups, then we're saying that he needs two cups. That's what we were saying before, that Rabbi Yossi would say that he needs one cup for Birkas Hamazon and the second one for Kiddush. Okay, so the question is, what about the case when Yom Tov is on Matzoi Shabbos? The Islay, now then the pashtos you have plenty of wine, because the Rashbam says we assume that we're talking about the first day of Pesach. And you have lots of wine available, because we said at the beginning of the Perek that even a poor person, the Gaboi Tzedakah, has to make sure that he has four kosis. Tosfos says it's not even so much that. It's more just that in general, before the first day Yom Tov, a person prepares a lot of food. Also Shmini Atzeres, because after all, Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov of its own, so people prepare a lot of food. So Bapashtus, he has a lot of wine. But Omar Rav Yachna, and Rav says that the order of the brachas that you say in that case is Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So now we're going to have the next sugya that's going to begin at the bottom of this amud, which we'll learn tomorrow, is going to go through all the different, you have eight different opinions of Tanoim and Amiroyim, what the order of brachas is that when you have Yom Tov on Matzoy Shabbos. But right now we're just mentioning Rav's opinion, which is in fact the halacha, that we do Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. So we see, in other words, we use the same cup for both Kiddush and Havdalah. What about this rule of that you can't do two Kiddushas on one cup? Amri, so they answered, you're thinking that Rav is talking about all Yomim Tovim? Not necessarily. Midaloi Omer Zman, given that Rav did not mention Shechiyonu, after he only said Yachna, after all, not Yachna has, Miklal, Debishvi, Shal Pesach Haskinan. Therefore, obviously, we must be talking about Shvi and Achron Shal Pesach, where you don't say Shechiyonu anymore, because those are not a new Yom Tov. And at that point, by the end of the Yom Tov, you already ate. You already used up all the food that you had. Because the first days of Pesach, as the Rashbam says, you needed enough wine for four kosis, and the Gaboi Tzedakah were responsible for giving it. Even Tosfos says that fine, never mind that, but people always prepare plenty in advance for the first days of Yom Tov and for Shmini Atzeres. But for Shvi and Achron Shel Pesach, people don't necessarily prepare a lot. They eat whatever they have left in the house, and by Shvi and Achron Shel Pesach, there isn't necessarily that much left. So you may only have one cup of wine at that point. So therefore, Rav is saying, look, you have no choice. You got to make Kiddush. You got to make Kiddush for Shvi Shal Pesach. You got to make Abdullah for Shabbos. So B'les B'Reira, you make them on one cup. But not to say that normally you should do that. Which, by the way, nowadays Shvi Shal Pesach can't come out on Sunday. So we're talking either when they were Mekadosh Al Pi Ra'iyah and they could, or we're talking Achron Shal Pesach this year, for example. Achron Shal Pesach is going to be Motzei Shabbos. Okay. So the question is. So therefore he has no more wine. So therefore, again, we're talking about that he had the less breda. Then we're telling him go ahead and make kiddush and havdalah on the same cup because you have no choice. Okay, so the question is, well, Yom Tov Rishon Deislay, new, what about the first day Yom Tov? You definitely have plenty of wine over there. And yet, v'omer abaya yak zinav v'rova omer yak nahaz, in the next sugya, we talk about, once we go through the opinions of what the proper order of Kiddush and Havdalah is when Yom Tov comes out on Matzoy Shabbos, we also have at the end, once we say, according to Rav, that it's Yakna, then we have abaya and rova disagreeing, where you put in Shechiyonu. Do you put it in the middle or do you put it at the end? We'll talk about the details tomorrow. So we see, therefore, so even on the first day of Yom Tov or Shmini Atzeres, when you do say Shechiyonu, then we still have, you're still doing Kiddush and Havdalah on the same cup. Now, why? What happened to Einoimim Shtei Kiddushas Al Kol Echad? Now, so the Gemara answer is no. The difference is, Ela Havdalah V'Kiddush Chada Milsim. The answer is, you don't need to say that Rav was talking about only the last days of Pesach. You could say that Rav is talking about where it's even the first days of Yom Tov, like we're saying Abaya and Rava, so you have plenty of wine, but Havdalah and Kiddush are considered one thing, because both of them have to do with the Kiddush of Yom Tov. In Kiddush, of course, you're mentioning the Kiddush of Yom Tov, Atitin Lanu Hashem Melekeinu Be'ava. In Havdalah, you're also mentioning the Kiddush of Yom Tov. So therefore, both of them are connected with Yom Tov. So therefore, you can consider that one kedusha, and therefore you can say, therefore you can say them both on the one cup. Because a mazon, the kiddush, trei milininu, but when it comes to benching and kiddush, those are considered two separate things. Because after all, benching and kiddush have nothing to do with each other. Therefore, those you would have to say on two separate kosis in order not to be doing mitzvahs chavilas. So that answers that. So the rule is that you can't do mitzvahs chavilas when they're two unrelated things, but when they're two related things, then you're allowed to. Therefore, you can do Kiddush and Havdalah together on Motzei Shabbos on the one kos. When it comes, on the other hand, to benching and Havdalah or benching and Kiddush, then you have to do them And then you have to benching and kiddush are considered two separate things. Therefore, you need two separate kavisas. Unless we said if you have only the one cup, then you can combine them together because b'las breira. And when it comes to a sheva brachas, we had Tosfos taking two possibilities on it. Maybe you consider them one kedusha because you wouldn't have sheva brachas if it weren't for benching. Maybe not. And therefore, our minhag is that we use two kavisas for it. By the way, the Rashbam mentions that now we're mentioning Yachna, and tomorrow again we're going to go through all the details of what the order is on Matzah Shabbos when on Yom Tov that comes out Matzah Shabbos. Why don't we do Besamim when Yom Tov is on Matzah Shabbos? And the reason is because on Yom Tov also we have a Neshama Yisera, so therefore we don't need Besamim to refresh ourselves after Shabbos is over. So Tosfos asks in that question, new then on a regular Matzah Yom Tov you should have to do Besamim. So Tosfos says, no. On Yom Tov, you don't have a Neshama Yiseira. But on Yom Tov, you have Simchas Yom Tov, and you eat and drink extra. So therefore, that is as effective as the Summon. That refreshes you just as much as the Summon would. So therefore you don't need the summon on a regular matzah Yom Tov because you didn't have an Neshama Yisera, and you don't need on Matzah Shabbos going into Yom Tov because you'll eat and drink extra on Yom Tov, and that will refresh you. So therefore, we only have to talk about Ner and Avdala. We only have to talk about Ner together with Yayin and Kiddush and Avdala, and that's going to be the discussion tomorrow of what order we put those things in.